Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a careers consultant here in DCU Careers Service. As part of our spotlight on employers attending DCU's virtual careers fair, which takes place on the 15th of October, I am actually joined by three representatives from CombiLift. The first one is Sean McKenna, who is a HR manager, Dylan Scott, who is a design engineer and a DCU alumnus, and Jordan O'Brien, who is also a design engineer and also a DCU alumnus. So listen, you're all very, very welcome to this podcast episode, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join me today. So I'm going to start off. Brilliant, great to get a great shout out to you, and great that we've three on the line. So that's absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to start off with yourself, Shauna. Could you tell us a little bit about CombiLift? Who is CombiLift? What do they do, and why should we know about them?
Firstly, thanks very much for inviting us along to this event. And just a little bit about CombiLift. So CombiLift was established in 1998, and it's the largest global manufacturer of four-directional, multi-directional, and is an acknowledged leader in the long load handling solutions. So we've more than 50,000 units have been sold across the globe, and we export 98% of our product. And our product is in more than 85 countries worldwide. At CombiLift, you know, we're passionate about providing material handling solutions that increase efficiency, maximise storage, and ensure that you can work as safely as possible. So we are a solutions provider for our customers. Every machine that we make is bespoke and customised to what the actual customer requires.
Brilliant. So that's great. And I suppose just thinking about what the product is that you're selling there, you know, and supplying worldwide and stuff, like in what circumstances, you know, is it in warehousing? Like for what purposes would it be purchased?
Yeah, so it'd be a lot of warehousing, into docks. We would also supply then to like the farming industry, particularly, you know, across the globe where there are huge farms, and we would sell our rough terrain. We've models ranging from pedestrian walkways, that are electric, right through to forklifts, four-directional, side-loading. The rough terrain then is for the turkey industry and farming, and right up to our biggest model would be the straddle carrier, and it can lift that model can lift up to 100 ton and above. So, you know, right from pedestrian right through to the largest would be the straddle carrier. So every customer that comes to us has a different need from all different industries. Could be steel, wood, shipping, warehousing, and as I say, farming. So it's right across the globe, and every customer is different. And as I say, we can design and very much a can-do attitude to deliver exactly what the customer wants.
So for connecting to our own students here in DCU, what roles are you recruiting for?
Well, we're always recruiting for, you know, talented people with the can-do attitude that want to develop and progress their career. Right across the board, we would have placements in engineering, lean and quality engineering, control systems, in our research and development and design departments, supply chain, IT, and then general, you know, business type degrees, for roles right across our support departments. So that's both for the intro placement and also graduate opportunities.
Brilliant. So I just might bring in our two alumni then, just to talk a little bit more about their roles. So I'm just going to start off with yourself, Dylan. I understand you completed mechanical and manufacturing engineering here in DCU, and you're currently working as a design engineer.
So I work with mostly the R&D department. We're working on a new truck machine system that loads a container, so it's a lot based around SolidWorks, which I loved the module in DCU around SolidWorks. So I get to design it on the computer and see what will happen before we even have to cut anything out of steel or order anything in. So it's a great way to visualize what the product will be like.
Brilliant. So it's good that way. And when did you start in Combilift. I think we spoke before the show, and you mentioned that you've been kind of in and out there for a couple of years. You might bring us through your career history there with Combilift.
Yeah, so I worked here before I even went to DCU for the summer, and then I done my 3 months internship here in third year, and then from that I started here to work full time in May of 2019. So from the careers where we presented our final year project, the managing director of Combilift, Martin McVicker, was up at that, and he invited me for an interview, and it's all from there.
Brilliant. So did you find the combination of the bit of action then followed by the bit of theory and then the bit of action again, you know, kind of in and out like that, did you find that very useful to you?
Yeah, it was like from before college, I was working on the production line, so I got a really hands-on on how the machine actually works. And then during my internship, I was working in the lean department. It was based around the paint lines, so I was trying to make them as efficient as possible with different hanger systems for getting the most into the ovens as possible. So that was a nice aspect too. And then when I started back full time, it was design engineering, so it was pure SolidWorks and getting to talk to suppliers about different products we buy in, like cylinders and motors and stuff. So it's a great all round job that you get to get a piece of everything.
Brilliant. And like one of the things I suppose that often meet engineers over the years, and you know, you have engineers that have it in their hands and their heads, they love the design, and some people love just getting their hands dirty and things like that as well. You know, with the design end of things, and then obviously you've access to the shop floor there as well. So how do you find that whole kind of collaborative working with, you know, with the engineers, people on the manufacturing floor? How's that whole dynamic?
Yeah, it's very good. We can pretty much walk straight out onto the welding bay, where you can talk with the welders that are actually welding up your concept designs or your product that you've just designed on the computer. And then you can, well, the machine that I am currently designing is being built in the R&D shed. So there's just one, it's not down a production line, there's just one man building it. So I can go talk to him and he can give me ideas and maybe different ways to reroute pipes or cables that would make it easier to assembly if we were to further produce it, like just to iron out things that you, it's not so much like SolidWorks is great for like clearance and, you know, getting big parts to fit together, but to route pipes, it's very hard to visualize that on the computer. So you need to be in and out from the floor to check what space you have on the actual machine you're building. So it's good to go out and speak with the guys on the floor.
So it'll be a very exciting day if your design that you're working on with the rest of the team kind of makes it to production then, won't it?
Yeah, it's satisfying now to see it come together in the end and then get shipped off to the customer and get the feedback from him.
Absolutely. And go around to yourself then, Jordan. Are you working on a very similar project or are you working on a different project yourself? Or?
Well, I'm in the straddle carrier department, so I would kind of take customer queries. I do concept designs, so a customer query will come through a salesperson into me, and then I will kind of look at what they're trying to achieve, and often I'll design a bespoke machine specifically for their need. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with that and with the salesperson, we'll attempt to get the order for the machine and then, you know, move forward with putting it into production and shipping it to them. So for me, it's very exciting to go out onto the line and see a machine that I originally imagined in my head to solve a specific problem, then be manufactured and say, well, I was a big part of getting the order for that machine. And that would kind of be the majority of what I would do, with a little bit of kind of manufacturing stuff on the side. Like we would make some specific bespoke jigs for our machines, to make them easier to manufacture. And I've been involved with some design in those as well, which kind of gets me out more into the welding bay, talking to the fabricators there as well.
Brilliant. Now, I think I saw a combi lift truck one day going down to Dublin Port, and I said, ooh, that's very big. So you're talking about these big machines. Like, it must be a big thing to get them to the customer, is it? Like, it must be an operation in itself, or how does that work? Who wants to take that?
With the straddle carriers and the larger... Yeah, I can. With the straddle carriers, I suppose, which are our biggest machines, it is always in your mind, how are you going to disassemble this to ship it? So our standard machine is close to 4.5 meters wide and can be up to 5 meters tall. And then we do some bigger ones, which could be up to 11 meters wide. And, you know, the height really is whatever the customer requires. So we always have to think about, where are we putting in joints where we can disassemble the part, hopefully put it into a container, if not put it onto the back of a trailer, and still be obviously legal to fit on the road with that. So it's something you always have to be thinking about. But, you know, customers always find a way, I suppose, to challenge you and ask you to build bigger and wider machines, you know?
Yeah, I suppose if it didn't have to leave your yard, it wouldn't make any difference how big it went. But I suppose it's getting to the customer and thinking from a global perspective, because if you're shipping all over the world, you know, it's not just down the road, you know, there's quite a lot to consider there. So that must be, well, I would imagine from an engineering point of view that, you know, an extra little bit of source of fascination for many of you anyway. I'm sure it's a source of consternation to some, but it's one of the, I suppose, the excellent problem solving skills that are actually needed. I'm just going to come back over to yourself, Shauna. I think the guys, I suppose, hopefully from the engineers that are listening to that, hopefully will be, you know, kind of inspired and have kind of a bit of an insight as to what the day-to-day life of a graduate engineer is. But could you talk us through the whole application and selection process with CombiLift? You know, how do you go about it?
Yeah, no problem. Well, firstly, we'd ask that if there's any student or graduate that is looking for an intra placement, interested in joining a global company. We've over 600 employees here on site in Monaghan, and, you know, we've staff then right across the world. So we would ask those that are interested, get in touch, you know, drop us an email, careers@combilift.com, you know, give us a ring. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and it's all social media platforms. So drop us a line and we'll be happy to answer any questions they may have. And if they are interested, to go ahead, send through their CV. We'll certainly have a look, see, you know, if they're suitable for a particular department. And then we'll, you know, we can arrange a telephone interview. And then, you know, depending on COVID situation, then we would ideally like to have a face-to-face interview, you know, a bit more informal than walk around the factory. Our factory is a new purpose-built building. It's only 2.5 years old. It's only 2.5 years from we opened it. It spans 46,500 square metres. So we have a huge facility here, and, you know, we're open to graduates and, as I say, those looking for placement to apply. We've found in the past, and I suppose Dylan is one of those students that, you know, applied for summer work, done their placement, and, you know, it definitely stands to students, because as an employer, we, you know, we saw his work ethic, him and many others, and, you know, we're happy then to, you know, to welcome them back for a full-time position. But I'd say anyone interested, please, you know, do get in contact, and our email is careers@combilift.com.
So what I'm hearing from you, because I just want to be very clear of the process, it's very important that, you know, with clarity around the process, it's a CV and a cover letter to CombiLift.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That'd be perfect.
Brilliant. And it's a combination then of telephone screening, could be and or an online interview. And if possible, it would be a face-to-face, obviously, with proper social distancing on site.
Yeah. So if we're able to have an on-site interview, that there may not be a need to have the online interview. Yeah. So we'll cut the process one step out if we can.
Yeah. And it's all, and this is where it is. Everything has to be very, very agile, I suppose, in fairness at the moment. Just coming back to, I'm going to come back to yourself now. Jordan. I'll start back with Jordan this time and not Dylan. So just thinking about your time, you did mechatronics, isn't that right, Jordan?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So I suppose I'm trying to get into the mindset of somebody completing their engineering degree or their master's in engineering and kind of thinking like, you know, if you can kind of cast your mind back, you know, you have a bit of insight into not only the world of work, but obviously, I suppose, the world of CombiLift. And I suppose anybody thinking about going down, there's so many routes into engineering, like there's so much choice. But I suppose what would be kind of, you know, you'd say to anybody if they had a particular types of interests, you know, in engineering, you know, how that might dovetail, you know, and, you know, and kind of play to their strengths, you know, what sort of strengths in engineering would you see kind of, I mean, I know all disciplines are welcome, it's not that, but, you know, I suppose that kind of, you know, that kind of special interest people might have.
Well, I suppose I knew I was going to be, I wanted to be an engineer for a long time before I ended up going to DCU. It's kind of always been in my mind, at least as long as I can remember. You know, I was the kid who was taking apart stuff and probably not able to put it back together for quite a while. And then I learned to put it back together and then it kind of went from there. So I kind of picked subjects in secondary school that kind of led that way. And then obviously I made the choice to go to DCU. Once I was there, I did mechatronics because I wanted to be, I wanted to have what I saw as a bit more of a versatile degree where I could go either way, but I definitely much preferred and it suited me more to do the mechanical side of things. So while I ended up doing both and I have the degree to say I can easily go both ways, the mechanical side for me was always my primary interest.
That's what gives
moving
you
the goosebumps. Then from. That's what gets me up in the morning, absolutely. Moving then from college to work, that was tough originally because I knew I wanted to go into design work, but I didn't see a lot of that in this country. I didn't know of CombiLift at the time. So as I came through the end of my final year project, it was actually my lecturer asked me in the interview after my project, the kind of wrap-up interview, what is your plan, what do you want to do? And I was kind of torn between taking a year out or going abroad. And he said, well, why don't you send me your CV? And I have an idea. And then within a day, I had a call from CombiLift. I came up and interviewed and I realized it was exactly what I'd been looking for, even though I wasn't looking. And from there, I kind of figured out that there's more places than you might imagine doing things. You know, you can scroll through jobs.ie or whatever, but there's so many companies out there that it's impossible to find everything. And for people, I suppose, who are unsure about what they want to do after college, just go out there, take a step, and it's very easy to find somewhere that you're quite happy, like. Because I had no idea what I wanted to, where I was going to go, should I say, until it kind of landed in front of me.
Brilliant. And yourself, Scott, I mean, obviously you had the advantage that I suppose you were in CombiLift before you ever in DCU. But from the perspective of, you know, I suppose that things you know now compared to what you didn't know in final year, and I suppose going out there into, you know, developing your career in engineering, have you any tips there for anybody?
SolidWorks, that's where I really enjoyed. So like when I was doing that in my final year project was based a lot around SolidWorks and 3D printing. So when I came here, we have a 3D printer here at CombiLift for doing like smaller concepts or maybe wee models of a truck we're building or like an attachment for a customer. So like since I loved SolidWorks in college, coming here and seeing that I could do that every day for my job, it didn't really feel like a job. It was just like a pastime nearly. It was nice to be doing something you enjoy so much, like without feeling that you're working, if you know what
yes,
I mean.
I know, you got energized by it and things like that. So yeah. It sounds like that you're both kind of, I said, working to your strengths, you're kind of getting into good flow and stuff like that. And you're right around, just coming back to your point there, Jordan, there about design, it isn't always, and both of your design engineers, it isn't always easy getting in on the design side of the house out of a graduate role. So, you know, you're right in that you've a lot of convincing to do with an employer to say it's the right thing. So well done to the both of you there. But as you said, you demonstrated in your final year projects, and you had maybe done intra and you had kind of a bit of backup there to support your ideas. So so well done there, you know. But it's definitely a big goal of a lot of engineers to obviously work in on the design side. So that's absolutely fantastic, yeah, as well. So just coming back to yourself, Shauna, and I suppose before we wrap up, I suppose one of the things I suppose is that from an organisational point of view is, you know, if you can kind of just maybe, you've kind of alluded to kind of, you know, kind of the can-do attitude of CombiLift in the beginning, but I suppose is you might just kind of give us an idea about where CombiLift is going as a company around their vision and their strategy. Obviously, it's global domination, obviously, in the big scale machines and stuff, but could you tell me a little bit more about where you are now and, you know, where the company hopes to go to?
Yeah, certainly. Well, you know, CombiLift are very driven. Martin McVicker and Robert Moffat are the two directors, and they both have so many years' experience, and they're both entrepreneurs and driving the company forward. So they have huge hopes for CombiLift, and I've got it to where it is today, along with the staff, and hope to drive forward. So I suppose CombiLift would thrive on, you know, customer quality, and always saying yes to the customer. And you know, coming up with the designs and to solve the customer's problem, be it saving space in their warehouse, which is we have concept design here in-house in CombiLift, and it's a free service we provide to customers to save them space in their warehouse if they purchase the CombiLift, and the cost savings involved with that, right through to customers coming up with all sorts of requests, reversing cameras or sensors, right through to autonomous vehicles, which we're working on at the minute. So it's always looking to, almost preempt what the customer wants and stay ahead of the game and try and, give the customer exactly what they want and more, so that their return customer and, by word of mouth and, speaking to their other, colleagues and friends and recommending CombiLift. But also, we're a global company. We are growing in different markets across the world. COVID has thrown a bit of uncertainty in every business right across the globe, no matter what what the product they have or the service they're selling. But CombiLift, hope to remain strong and to increase their sales globally in the coming months and years ahead.
So the guys were very good to explain, I suppose, the graduate engineering roles. But in fairness, you did talk about, obviously, it is a business and it's, the engineers do their bit, but there's obviously the supply chain management and there's business operations, and I'm sure you've IT departments and finance departments and obviously HR departments. So can you just tell me a little bit more about, the business side of it, and the typical roles, the graduate entry roles there?
Yes, certainly. The graduate entry roles, we would take graduates into, a lot of departments. I suppose the departments at the minute that would be expanding rapidly would be particularly the lean and quality side of things. The lean and quality department would play a huge role in the, production, manufacturing end of things, but also then to try and, simplify and streamline process and procedures in line with, being our ISO standards and various other standards that we would have across the company. Control systems then would be touching on Jordan's end of things as well, with the mechatronics, and compiling both the electrical and the mechanical side of things, because so much of our vehicles now are controlled via the control systems, and a lot more vehicles are electric, so that electrical and mechatronic side of things is definitely expanding, and you know, we're looking for graduates in that end of things. And then IT plays a role in all our departments right across our group worldwide, and we have an IT department here that supports all, you know, IT users and you know, the users of our system, to include, you know, some suppliers and dealers and that as well. And then engineering, both in design in our combi lift and the straddle carries right across you know, all models. You know, we are looking for placements and opportunities there for graduates as well.
Is all the operation,
so that'll be the main area.
Sorry for cutting across you there, Shauna. Is all your operations from Monaghan, or do you have an office abroad or anything like that?
Yeah, well, the global headquarters is based here in Monaghan, but we have two sites then in the US. We have employees then in the UK, or sales and service team in the UK, and then we have sales and service guys dotted right across the globe. So we would also then have close connections, like with our dealers who would support our customers as well. But in terms of employees, yes, we do have two sites in the US and a number of employees in the UK.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that's brilliant to see, because in fairness, it's very good to have a presence out there as well. You know, like, it's great that, you know, the base is in Monaghan, but really for a global company, it isn't, you know, it is really good to see that, you know, you have bases out abroad as well, you know, kind of drives it home and makes more local to those markets as well, and makes people more connected to the brand, I'm sure too. Yeah. Brilliant.
Exactly. And I suppose because, you know, the manufacturing facility is in Monaghan, we would have employees, like pre-COVID, we'd have employees, you know, having to maybe jump in a plane and go to a customer or a dealer or, you know, potential customer, you know, on a regular basis, you know, because a lot of the knowledge would be in-house, and there's only so much maybe you can train or discuss over the phone. So, you know, there's many graduates and employees that have had the opportunities to travel globally with the company and you know, develop their careers in that end of things. So, you know, if that's something that your students and graduates are interested in, there's certainly opportunities here in Combilift, you know, for travel, you know, down the line after, you know, a couple of years when they get to know the product and what we do.
And in fairness, that day will come again. We will one day get on planes again. So
hopefully sooner rather than later.
I suppose when what's you know, the darkest part of the day is just before the dawn, isn't that it? So we'll get there in the end.
Exactly.
We will, of course. Do you know what I mean? Listen, just any top tips for applying there, Shauna, you know, because in fairness, you said a CV and a cover letter, but you know, you've reviewed many a CV and a cover letter, and I'm sure you felt, oh, wish that done that a little bit, you know, told us a little bit differently there. Any top tips for anybody thinking of applying, you know?
Probably the main thing that students are probably sick of hearing, but just ensuring, you know, attention to detail, ensure you have the most up-to-date, relevant information on it. If you have a lot of work experience or, you know, job history, I would pick the most relevant, but also account for any gaps in your CV. So it might be just, you know, a matter of putting in a line or two. And also having it, you know, customised or specific to the company that you're applying to. You wouldn't believe the amount of cover letters or CVs we get and a different company name on the top of it. So try and, you know, do a bit of research in the company and reference that in your cover letter. And, you know, even for interview stage, then know about the company, you know, when you're asked, at least, you know, it shows you have an interest and, you know, you want to be part of the team as much as they might want to have you on board as well.
And I think that's very important. And hopefully even this podcast episode, it might get people a little bit more of a deeper understanding, you know, but about what matters to Combilift, and, you know, why does Combilift matter? So that hopefully will come across. And yourselves, you know, maybe might start off with you, Dylan, you know, from an engineering point of view, you know, what would you recommend to anybody in final year now, you know, if they were putting in an application, you know, what would be your top tips there?
Definitely mention the experience. If you have any experience in design and you want to go into design, I would definitely mention that. But just experience is what they look out for, I find. So, yeah, I would definitely be mentioning that. And then maybe some modules you've done in college that you like really focused in on for me, it was SolidWorks. So that's what I mentioned a lot, which I found that pulled me towards more design engineering for them to offer me a job in that. So yeah. Brilliant. Just mention the modules you done. You had
and
strengths.
And that you feel in. That you have a strengths in. And yourself, Jordan?
Yeah, it's really like that hits on it. Everybody who did engineering in DCU has plenty of skills, and you just have to highlight the ones that you want to pursue. Like for me, again, it was design. I enjoyed doing hydraulics as a module as well, which is, you know, pivotal in what I do today. And I just highlighted the things that I wanted to do. The final year project is a great thing to bring up as well, because it's effectively a full engineering project from start to finish with a professor reviewing it. So you've got potentially a reference there in your professor and a whole list of tasks that you completed to show that you went from, you know, stage zero to a completed project. And everyone in engineering in DCU has that in their pocket. They just have to, you know, display it.
Brilliant. Listen, guys, I think that's been fantastic. I hope that the listeners, I think they'll have gained a bit of insight about CombiLift, some top tips about how to apply, and a really kind of good insight into what you guys are doing on a day-to-day basis, and especially about the other business functions as well, and about how it all kind of ties together into why CombiLift is such a success story today. So, listen, I really appreciate your time. It's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.